I think that if you truly want to stop the violence, you look at someone who's violent, you pick up a baseball bat, and you beat his...
On a diet, still love 100 grand. Kelsey Mahomes, we going to Disneyland.
Nice little short and sweet one.
I changed that to the beat.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, I got grimy on the beat.
Yeah, I heard it. Even the voice changed completely.
Wow. I thought that I was getting ready for Onyx.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I forgot about the Onyx. I got to buy the tickets. I totally forgot.
I thought you bought them.
No, I was going to buy them the next day and forgot.
I'm sure they're not sold out.
Yeah, it's like 2 months from now. I'm sure they aren't
sold. It's like a hood concert in a basement.
Yeah, them and Ari the Rugged Man.
Is it them and Ari the Rugged Man?
Yeah, it's R.A. featuring them.
That's crazy.
Actually. Yeah,
for
can't
a second,
wait,
I thought we had somebody else doing the intro. I looked down at my phone, and then Chuck went in.
Yeah.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah. What the fuck's going on here?
I had like a crooked eye.
Oh, what's going on, boys? How's everybody's week so far?
Everything's going good. Welcome just to wonderful. Another episode of the CDJ podcast.
What was it, 102?
102?
Hell wow. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Fucking shit, time bro. Flies by.
Yeah. I forget. I feel like it's a lifetime movie.
For real. Can I have that later?
Technically, it should be like episode 120, but we fucked up quite a few, you know, in between.
Yeah, like all the... we should have like the lost episodes when I'm in South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah,
we lost a lot of episodes.
Yeah,
sorry,
those
fans.
Things were just completely lost.
Like when the Bradys went to Hawaii.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's actually a good one. Yeah, right, that was the movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a movie.
Right? I think that was
the movie.
Yeah,
they made the movie.
Oh, they separated it into... No. So that was the, like, the Brady movie they redid it. But there was an episode, like, in the Brady saga. They went to Hawaii. It was like on the Bradys.
With the little tiki.
Yeah. No, but that was dope. Yeah, that was that was homeboy from... hey, close the door. We got weed in here.
The father
from fucking...
I don't know.
Already starting. The father from fucking, what's the Raisin movie with Will Ferrell?
Talladega Nights.
Yeah, you got 3 pounds of Colombian Bam Bam on your car. He was in Entourage. He was in a lot of things.
Oh, I got you.
Sutton Klein.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure.
Welcome back to the CJ podcast where we get absolutely not fucking one name right.
Yeah.
I love, like, I wish the people that were listening, because I listen to podcasts, and the whole time I'm like, you fucking idiot, it's so-and-so, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't think they really were getting mixed up with that. I threw out a name that came to my mind.
You can't forget that one.
Yeah.
You know, what's that Arnold guy? You know, the Austrian guy. Like,
get to the chopper.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my first thing. I mean, I know, Jesse, you've just kind of... wrapped up the Fast and the Furious.
Movies,
which I'm pretty sure I've watched most of them, but I don't remember any of them. The new movie coming out, is it?
I think it looks kind of good.
And do you think Vin Diesel is actually jacked, or you think he just has, they keep giving him a shirt so tight that it makes him look skinny?
He's jacked like 300 jacked. He's CGI jacked.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in between. Like the movie, right?
Yeah, he probably trains for the movie, so he's like jacked for like fucking couple months out of the year, maybe. You know,
he's
and
like, yeah, like,
and you know the CGI and everything probably fucking makes.
And
it
then when
a
he's not, he's like,
is.
You ever see those dudes that just juice and then they don't work out? They just got big arms and bellies.
Yeah, I worked with a guy that used to fucking juice and like go to the gym.
No,
but
leg
him going
day.
To the gym would be like him sitting on like the same fucking like weight machine. For like fucking 40 minutes while he dicks off on his phone.
Yeah.
Those guys.
This guy goes to the gym with like a large iced coffee.
Oh, shit.
And work boots on.
Yeah, guy's scary.
No, the guy, actually, the guys with work boots on are kind of scary. Those are the guys like, yeah! Just one lift.
Well,
that's
when I went to the
fitness,
gym,
they'd get the lump alarm pulled.
I was just going to say, I went to the no judgment zone, judgment free zone.
I went to Powerhouse in Cranston. That's where I used to go after high school for hockey.
It's because you're so, that's why he's so
like,
big.
Drinking fucking yolks.
Yeah.
Just yolks, man.
Just because it's a yolk.
Yeah.
That was like Ocean State Gym in Johnston back in the day. That's how they were over there. It was like a wicked grungy, like fucking.
Are you sure that's not just every gym in Johnston anyway?
Yeah.
You might have a valid point.
Yeah, that's like every gym's a Guido gym.
But Ocean State was the fucking spot. That was like right next door to St. Rocco's. Like right over there. Yeah.
They're all J.U. Ice Kid.
They had like they had muscle shirts, but they had the skinniest strap ever. Like just sat on the guy's nipples. So nice.
I like the one with
fit perfect. I never understood it.
I like the netted shirt is my favorite.
Oh yeah, the netted gloves.
Oh, those are nice too. Yeah,
like know the brother in 51st Dates.
Yeah. Yes, the protein shake.
Did you ever see Jason Kelsey dressed up as him?
No,
look it up. Jason Kelsey dressed up as Doug from 51st Dates. Fucking hilarious, bro. He nailed it. He went to one of the games like that, just dressed as him.
That's
same dope. Get up, the fucking netted fucking shirt and everything. Dude, hilarious.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
Dude, Kelsey's a funny bastard. Yeah. He actually is announcing his retirement.
Really?
Yeah, we don't need to get into that right now. We could fucking talk about that when we get into football. But, yeah.
I mean, I actually was thinking about just getting into football. Fast and whatever's, I know we just clever. Touched on a little movie thing, but...
Yeah, we don't need.
I mean, it's a Super
crazy.
Bowl week.
Yeah, exactly. Right? True, there's only one game to talk about.
And that's who came in Rihanna. No.
Oh, God, I don't even want to go down the Rihanna. Fuck no, Rihanna.
It's ASAP Rocky, obviously.
ASAP, yeah.
I know that.
Well, I her performance was good.
She walked up and down a stage.
No, she was, I mean.
And I don't want to see a pregnant girl rubbing her pussy. I'm sorry.
All right, so that, yeah.
I'll say it. I don't care. But bitch overall, rubbing her ass and rubbing her pussy, overall, you're pregnant. Get out of here.
Overall, we've had a lot of terrible Super Bowl performances. I actually felt like that one was better than a large portion of the ones we've had over the years.
I thought she was good, but the thing
But, like, then again, it's like, how much of it, like, is she really singing?
You know, but, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I, like, really wanted to argue to the point that they don't sing, because I think
don't.
When they showed, but like at some point I felt like her voice, I felt like she almost was a little bit, but I don't know. I was confused by it. Can we look it up?
She sounds too perfect. Like, go back and watch the, all right. So what's your favorite one? What's your favorite performance ever? Mine's Prince.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
It's the best one. For me, a close second to one, it was like Kid Rock, Nelly, was the Justin Timberlake.
I'm going to go The Rock and Mankind.
Oh, that was a good one. Or the actually, there was another good one. I would say in a third for me would be Lenny Kravitz. That's my top three.
I love some Lenny Kravitz.
That's my top three Super Bowl performances.
I don't feel like I remember every single one of them.
Everybody,
I got one. Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson.
Yeah, that's the one with Kid Rock.
Yeah, that honestly, that was a really good overall.
That was a good one too.
That might have been like, but obviously everybody focused so much on the controversy of the fucking the titty that it kind of took away from how good that fucking Super
wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, right.
I always thought that how would they never had like AC/DC play the middle? That's a fucking band that could rock the halftime.
Know which one was terrible? Tom Petty.
I don't remember that
really?
One.
Really?
Terrible, bro.
It was a heartbreak, huh?
Sounded fucking horrendous.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
You didn't get the joke.
What'd you say?
I said
heartbreak.
Yeah. Get it? Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers? No?
I love me some Tom Petty, though. I do.
Hell yeah.
So it was kind of disappointing.
No, I do, too.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it is what it is.
You got so defensive, like we were going to leave you out, like you didn't like Tom. Like,
yeah.
If you don't like Tom Petty, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, dude, no, I do like him.
Yeah, Tom Petty sucks.
Yeah, dude. Like, I won't back down.
Yeah.
Great.
My
song.
Favorite, I remember the video when I was like a kid, The Last Dance with Mary Jane. He had like the girl on like the bed in the morgue. He was pushing her around and she had like a toe tag on. That's dope. That was...
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember that one?
That sounds scary.
Oh, yeah.
Me if I saw it.
I don't know what that is. That is a good one. My favorite one was Rolling Out the Joint, though. That music video was dope. He was kind of like, it was almost like they had like something that was like making him like roll. And he was in front of a city.
Dude.
Well, I don't know exactly what you're calling.
Do you know what Jamiroquai? Do you remember that?
No.
No.
You remember Jamiroquai?
No. But anyway, like there was
I don't know what that
there
is.
Was a whole city behind him, and it was like all the walls were cut off, all the buildings, so you could see exactly what was going on in all the apartments and shit. It was a bizarre music video, but it was Rolling Out the Joint. I remember that shit from like 96 as a kid watching it, like all confused on MTV when they actually had music videos.
The video that really bugged me out, you ever see the one, the Beck one, Loser, and it's like a stop motion one, and like the coffin's just like moving along the ground by itself.
Black Hole Sun was always.
I don't remember that one.
That one's the one for me.
Black Hole Sun fucking scared me. And then what was the one? The Nine Inch Nails. I wanna fuck you like a. And it was like a monkey's like they like rip. Dude, it was like a open heart like to an animal.
Oh, I don't remember that either.
Yeah, it was like on one that was only like on Oddities at late night on MTV.
Oh, it was like they showed that and then Faces of Death.
No, Tip Trills by Nelly.
Tip Drill, yeah.
Dude, there was
of course
like
I know. Of course I know Tip Drill, yeah, Drill by
dude,
Nelly.
That was dirty. Like, you seen that?
That's like not like a Tom Petty.
You seen that?
Like,
I don't remember the video.
Yo, you do.
Oh.
Yes, you
let's
do.
Let's put it on the TV and give Donnie a Tip Drill.
Know what, guys? Know what, guys? I think I'm all set with a Tip
no,
Drill.
No, you need
tonight.
To see this.
You don't know Tip Drill?
No, I know this. I know what song you're talking. I just don't remember the music video.
You do.
It was like the first, like, it was like on Kazaa. Like, you looked up the video on Kazaa. It was like, like, Kazaa yeah. was like,
I know what Kazaa was. I'm cool.
It was after, Napster.
Yeah, it was like LimeWire.
Like, let's look at
oh,
back at
oh, Napster. Holy shit. Talk about a name drop. I
Napster was
about
like
that.
A gateway drug to BearShare, Kazaa.
BearShare. Wow, I forgot about that one. But then it turned into
LimeWire.
Then it turned into Torrents.
Yeah, LimeWire.
That
was
a whole other thing.
I had a lot of burn CDs
Pirate Bay.
Back in the day from LimeWire.
Yes. There was one called Demonoid, right? And you had to like catch it. It was only like once a month at like 4 a.m. you could apply for it. And I remember I got it. And then the site shut down. I waited years and years to be a member of Demonoid and it shut down. Maybe it's back now, but I was tight.
Noom Saibot. Shout out to the real ones.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, football. So yeah, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Fuck that pregnant ass bitch.
Hey.
Well, whatever. I thought it was still.
I didn't like it.
Yeah,
it
we
was
really
a
went. Oh yeah,
it was
because at halftime. Yeah, well, overall,
like last year was like.
I kind of like last year.
Yeah, but yeah, nah. I guess, but I like wanted more. Yeah. I actually my favorite part of last year was 50 Cent.
Yeah, he rapped really good.
He
was all out of breath.
He was one of
hanging out from the ceiling.
Yeah, he was one of the first memes of the year. After that,
yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys did a good one too, right?
She Lady did. Gaga coming from the fucking ceiling, she was good.
She the Lady Gaga that one?
Yeah, she came from the roof.
Adele?
Did she do one?
I don't know. Usher?
Usher?
I'm throwing out names.
Usher?
Now we're just throwing
J-Lo,
names J-Lo out
J-Lo
there.
J-Lo did one, right? J-Lo was 2 years ago.
Ludacris?
J-Lo did 2 years ago, right?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Yeah, she did. With Jay-Z, right?
Really?
Didn't oh no, just Jay-Z and, right? Didn't Jay-Z and Beyonce, right?
Now I'm just like believing it. I'm like,
no, it was Jay-Z and Beyonce, wasn't it? Didn't they do
like,
one?
Yeah, it was Ozzy Osbourne.
I honestly
it
don't.
Was when Peyton Manning won. Peyton Manning and
the Broncos.
Yeah, when they yeah.
That
when,
was like fucking 8 years ago, dude.
I didn't say what year it was. I'm saying that's pretty sure that's when they did it.
We need a rundown of all.
All right, let me look them up. I'll look them up.
All right, there we go. All right, we're going to get into the fucking Super Bowl performances.
Donnie, I want to touch on this. The Arian Foster scripted theory in the NFL. I feel like you got an, I feel like you are a reader.
I looked into that and shit. I honestly don't believe it's all fucking scripted. It's impossible to script. Like I just think it's stupid. I think it was more of a joke that they trimmed to make it like, I don't think he was being 100% serious with that. I don't know.
I thought it was funny, like, all the shit that came out after it.
Like there was a lot of funny memes and shit. A lot
Kelsey
of people
said, not Travis, his brother. He's like, yeah, that's what it was scripted right before I tore my ACL or something in the playoffs.
So it was a lot of people, dude, that said some really funny shit. A lot
so
of
when do you want them from? I got every single one ever. I got the list. I can go from the very beginning.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? Go from the beginning.
You want that?
Let's just roll right through.
Well, there's a lot. It's
there's like
all right.
49 years of the
song. So 1967.
I'm curious.
It was the University of Arizona State Marching Band.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
Yeah. So let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Let's go to. Let's just go to 2000. Right. Since we can probably remember all those. 2000. A Tapestry of Nations was Phil Collins, Christina Aguilera, and Enrique Iglesias.
Wow. That's interesting.
2001, The Kings of Rock and Pop, Aerosmith, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly. 2002,
wow.
U2.
Wow.
03?
Even though I don't like, I'm like not loving a U2, but I know they put on a show.
Yeah. 03, Shania Twain, No Doubt, and Sting. 04, Janet Jackson, Kid Rock, P. Diddy, Nelly, and Justin Timberlake. That's the best
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's
Diddy.
The one.
Well, maybe.
Diddy.
05, Paul McCartney. 06, The Rolling Stones. 2007, Prince. 2008, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, 2009. 2010, The Who. I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. I actually do.
2011, Black Eyed Peas. 2012, Madonna.
Ugh.
2013, Beyonce. Yeah.
We had the same reaction.
What? You guys don't like Madonna?
No.
Not for a halftime show.
No,
I can get
no.
down with that.
Like
give me the cone
virgin.
Titties. So, 2013, Beyonce. 14, Bruno Mars, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm so fucking dying about Madonna over here.
15, Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, Missy Elliott. Oh, I'm getting thirsty. Yeah.
Katy Perry sucks, but she's in the wicked. Middle of those two is awesome.
Fuck, I'm getting thirsty listening to you.
2016, Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars. 17, Lady Gaga. 18, Timberlake and the Tennessee Kids, whoever that is. 19, Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy. 2020, Shakira, J-Lo, Bad Bunny, J Balvin, and somebody Muniz. 21, The Weeknd, 22, 23, we know those two. Whew, I need a break.
I feel like they have some interesting good ones. There's not that many good ones. Hot take. Need more talent at the Super Bowl.
I'm G-Unit. Fuck it.
I've been a big G-Unit kick. I don't know why.
It says 22. I don't see a 50 Cent name up there. They did them dirty.
No, so there's a whole thing behind that. I think we talked about it, actually.
Yeah, probably.
Because Jay-Z, for some reason, doesn't like 50 Cent. He produced the whole thing. So Eminem said he wasn't going to do it. He said the white boy ain't going to do it without his friend. Somebody said that on like late night. Either Snoop Dogg or Dr. Dre. I think it was Snoop Dogg. Was like, he said he ain't going to do it. The white boy said he ain't going to do it without 50.
I like
so
it.
So he had to do it.
The white boy did it.
But they didn't put his name out there. Because 50 Cent was like, we're so loyal to each other by like... Pretty much like blood, like Dr. Dre to Eminem is me to Eminem.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, they're like three of the biggest selling artists of all time, dude. Fucking, dude, 50, that's why I brought all the G-Unit things, dude. His shit, so he said he's coming out with new music next year.
I'll give it a listen.
Him and Tony Yayo?
I like Tony Yayo. I don't give a fuck.
I feel like Tony Yayo was the weakest link.
There's always a weak link.
I feel like Lloyd Banks was the best.
Actually, tonight on our music, I have Tony Ayo's hottest verse.
His hardest verse.
Hardest verse.
Tonight.
The last song.
Tonight on CDJ.
Tony Ayo's hottest verse.
The last song I sent you. Actually, you're going to go like this. I guarantee you look at me and you're like, actually, Chuck.
Yeah, if that didn't make you want to listen, this song, will.
The whole song's so hard.
At the end of the podcast, I'm going to be like, this is Tony Ayo's hottest verse.
Like, DJ Envy.
So what did you guys think of the Super Bowl?
I'm like, now I just
want to go. Tony Ayo's hottest verse.
I just want to go right to the end right now and listen to music.
Overall, I thought it was a great...
It's Tony Ayo!
A lot of people were pissed about the officiating, but I thought it was a really good Super Bowl.
I think that was a little shitty officiating, but...
Oh, that's officiating sucked all year, though. It was
that's been years.
Exactly. It was consistently bad all year. Was there a couple calls?
The last call shouldn't have been called, but it's something you could call any play. Yeah. They shouldn't have probably called it.
I guess the dude that holding call, he said it was a holding call.
Yeah. But the thing was, like, the argument a lot of people made were there were holdings that should have been called in that game that were way worse than that. That didn't get called. So overall, like, people were pissed about, like, the no calls and then the calls. Like, if they let them get away with that all game, what are you going to call it at then for? So I get it. You know, all right,
so there was one when they were reviewing it. When the dude went out of bounds.
The face mask was really bad on Hurts.
When he went out of bounds, there was one. The Eagles player went out of bounds. And, like, they were reviewing if he had control. Maybe I was cocked. I did not understand what they were looking at all.
Half the time, I don't know what the fuck they're looking at.
I'm like, what are you guys even? I didn't know what they were even talking about.
It was a fucking, the officiating sucked all year. They definitely need to fucking step it up next year. But, like, the Eagles kind of blew that game on their own.
Of course they did. They let him come out. They let Mahomes come out and score three times in a row. Unanswered.
Yo, I don't care, man. At the end of the, like, yo, fucking Hurts had a game. He threw for more passing yards than Mahomes, and he had three rushing touchdowns.
I thought Mahomes was done when his fucking ankle.
Hurts went off. But Mahomes, man, like, that dude, he's just that guy. He's that guy. He's the best quarterback.
He's going to win.
He's the best quarterback.
Three more.
I don't think he's going to win that many more, but I think he's going to win it. Yes. I think he'll win at least. I think he'll win two.
He's got what, two now?
I think he's going to go to. Yeah, but note the thing is, and what I think
he's got
is
two, right?
Happen. He's been to three.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he lost to Tom Brady and the Bucks.
Yeah, all right,
He's won two so far. And what he's already accomplished at this age is ridiculous, but I think what's going to slow him down is his style of play because he's very aggressive. He take some fucking hits.
Too aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think he's going to have a career as long as Brady's. If he was able to play until he's Brady's age, sky's the fucking limit. I don't see it happening.
No, unless he can learn how to play in the, like, without playing reckless like that. But yeah, that's.
But he's fucking unbelievable, dude. He is the most naturally gifted quarterback ever, I could say. I used to think it was Aaron Rodgers when it came to just, like, like making the fucking all the throws, absolute cannon for an arm, extremely accurate, and could throw on the run like a motherfucker and be like on the money. And then, you know, fucking Mahomes just comes out and he's doing shit that we like never seen, like the no looks, passing with the opposite fucking hand.
That's his MO, kinda.
But like him completing some of these the way he does is just like holy shit. Like that's
and like let's not be dude, how you have the whole league. I actually have said it before, but you had one job to do, and that's cover Kelce, and you still don't cover
him. No, he's impossible.
They still...
I get into
guys, guy coming over the middle on him, he's still fucking...
He's nasty.
I got into an argument at a family party about this, because I said that Kelce's going to go down as the greatest tight end ever.
I think so, right now.
I'm a Patriots fan. Gronk's my dude. Gronk is still that guy right now because of his big game performances.
I think Tony Gonzalez is the best of all time.
Well, like when you're talking overall numbers, right now, Gonzalez... But I think... Kelce's about, he's going to shatter every tight end, like, number record. I think he'll shatter, like, super, like, records that they, like, perform, playoff records as well. I think he's going to be that fucking guy. I think he's had over 1,000 yards for, like, God only knows how many seasons in a row, and he's the only fucking tight end to really do it that consistently. And just the amount of fucking touchdown receptions every year, he's just, he's an absolute beast. And with Mahomes throwing him the ball, you keep those two together, that's going to go down as one of, if not the greatest duos in quarterback to like any kind of receiver history. You know, you think about like the great duos, you think of like Montana and Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think of...
Aikman and Smith.
Yes. That is, it's no bullshit. That's a really good one.
Even though Smith was a running back.
You're thinking of Irving.
Irving, yeah.
Yeah. Aikman and Irving.
Next year.
Yeah.
How about the... I won't. We'll talk about the Super Bowl, but how about the Tony Romo like rumor that they talked about him about talking so much on like the TV and shit, the intervention.
He said NBC some stupid intervention. Shit, bro.
I didn't see anything about this.
Stupid. Tony Romo says some stupid shit sometimes.
I know, but you think they really like sat him down and told him not to? He doesn't give a fuck about money. You think if somebody sat me down and told me what to say after I was that successful, I'd be like, I'll just go home. The job.
Peace
like,
out. Yeah, no, that wouldn't be a job
for me
anyway.
It's not like he's hurting for cash. Like, he's straight. He plays golf still. Like, he's not. Like,
No, I get it.
Like an intervention.
But no,
But
dude, that's the society we live in today. That's just how fucking things are. Of course they sat him down and had an intervention. You got to do sensitivity training and shit at jobs now, bro.
In Poland, actually, I listened to a podcast the other day. They said the girl was like, "You have to like kiss the neck, like everything. Sign, you have to sign off on everything." She's like, "It takes longer than you would even think."
It's like you can't just go get fucked, lady.
You can't do it anymore. You can't just go get fucked on a Wednesday.
It's unfucking believable lately. I'll tell you.
I mean, fuck.
I'm sick of it all.
This will come out Friday. But. I thought it was an overall good game. Of course, you want to see it go down to like the last play, and it
was a fun to watch game. A lot of scoring, they get a lot of action the whole way through.
I hate the Eagles, so I was happy that I seen the Kansas City Chiefs win another one. But if you're a Patriots fan from around where we are, you know the Chiefs.
No, either way, you know what I mean. I don't mind the Chiefs. I honestly don't mind either team, even though the fucking Eagles beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. You know, we had one against them, but. You know, I don't fucking hate the Eagles, and I actually really like Jalen Hurts. I think he's one of the best young up-and-coming quarterbacks in the league.
I just don't like
right
the double hoop in the earring. I'm not a hoop earring
I like
guy.
It. I like it.
I'm not a hoop earring guy. I see a hoop earring, I'm like, this guy's trying to be Jordan. It's past that.
DK Metcalf rocks it. Do we, like, look at DK Metcalf like he shouldn't rock that
I
shit?
I ain't looking at DK Metcalf. He's scary as fuck. I ain't even looking at that guy.
You can't have a double Jalen Hurts don't scare me. If you pull it off, you pull it off, I feel like. My father
Metcalf
wore a fucking hoop earring growing
up,
bro.
Metcalf has, like, the stretches in it.
I mean, I had one as a kid, but then I still got hoops, actually, technically, right?
Hoop earring, like, those earrings were popular back in the day. Like, they really were.
Hey, everything
even
comes back.
Prior to Jordan.
Yeah, and, like, Shaq and blue chips.
Kazam.
Oh, man. That's fucking awesome. But it was a good fucking game.
It was a good game.
It really was. When you really think about it, yeah. Fucking, oh, by the way, Kelce, 7 straight 1,000-yard seasons. He's going to shatter every record. He's young, too.
Only God knows how many yards he has.
As long
only
as he stays,
God.
As long as he stays
Get
healthy,
rock,
man.
Come perform.
He's the same age as Gronk. Gronk's already retired, bro.
Yeah. I feel like Gronk invented.
Gronk
like,
took
the
a
dress,
beating though for years.
The dress sneaker. He's on TV. He has like a little dress sneaker. He thinks he's really cool. I'm not a huge Gronk fan. Like him is like a personality on TV.
I'm not either.
Like,
he's kind of.
I don't know why. Like, you know how you hate a Cardi B? I think I hate like a. I just like Gronk is like the ultimate specimen of like a. Yo, dude.
He's a bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a bro, but it's like. He's also been with the same woman for years, and from every account,
I think they actually broke up. I don't think
did they?
Yeah,
they finally broke up. They were together forever.
Oh, let me Google it. Let me Google it. Is Gronk single?
I don't think he's with that same chick as
no
he
shit.
Used to be. Yeah,
but he was very smart with his money too. Like he might like
oh,
come
yeah,
off like as a big fucking idiot, but he made like great
because he invented the fucking dress sneaker. I got dude. I swear to God, I made fun of it. Now I'm at work every day. I'm like, I could kind of fucking rock a dress sneaker. Like a one with a little sole, like a little Yeezy dress shoe.
I think they're still together.
Really?
I'm
apologies,
sure.
Donnie.
No, it's all good. Yeah, I was shocked.
He's like, actually, they're coming over for dinner.
Actually, Rob Gronkowski and Camille Kostek have been publicly dating since 2015, and they adopted a dog named Ralphie together in 2019.
That's a
how's that for a fucking fact?
I don't want to say he's got the perfect life, but fucking Ralphie does.
I mean,
God, it's even more of a reason not to like him.
He's like, Ralphie's been prancing around the house over there. Like he owns the place. He's like, fucking Ralphie.
Man.
Hey, here we go. 4 days ago, they're blessed to wake up next to each other every day, so they're still together. Four days ago. 4 days ago.
Fuck.
Yeah, no.
I'm off social meds.
It's funny. Yeah. Like I was telling you, like I like Gronk. I do, but like, do I love Gronk? No, he was great. He's one of the greatest Patriots players ever. That was what happened at the fucking party.
What's this girl look like?
At the family party recently when we were talking about like
what are you on MS DOS?
You know how I was saying earlier though, I would pick
nice
Kelsey
girl.
Over Gronk. When it comes to like the player, I feel like Kelsey is a better tight end than Gronk, and a lot of people are like, no, Gronk's a way better
Gronk
blocker.
Was nasty dude. Gronk
he was, but I feel like Kelsey's gonna.
How about Aaron Hernandez would have been better than both of them?
Nah, I don't know about that. Aaron Hernandez was a beast, so
he was nasty.
Really fucking he was really good. And the
he had
thing
a killer instinct.
Yeah, he could hang.
Him and Gronkowski were both the two tight ends on the Patriots at the same time. They both were like putting up massive numbers.
They were like the first, like that was when that double tight end. Poor thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are him?
She has like dress. She has dress sneakers on in the picture. This episode, dress sneakers.
Yeah, but like you were saying, there was the two of them. Chuck, you just forget where you were going with that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just got lost in, I was looking up Camille. Yeah.
I was catching up over there.
Chuck was like in the middle of explaining something and then just fucking stopped.
Gone.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, Chuck, where the fuck were you going with this? It happens. It's okay. So, that's about all I have for the Super Bowl. What about you guys? You guys got any other football shit? Carr got released by the Raiders. I don't know if you guys
saw. Oh,
yeah,
I did see that.
He's out there with fucking Derek Carr going to end up.
He killed it in the Pro Bowl. And like
did you watch the Pro Bowl? It was actually kind of cool.
No, but he killed it in the skills competition, and people, like, that. It got, like, a great buzz. And he actually said, if I threw like that, I'd still be playing for the Raiders, he said.
Did you watch Pro Bowl?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, it was cool. The announcers were hilarious.
Pro Bowl.
Yeah. The announcers were hilarious, and I liked it.
I do like the skills challenges. That's normally what I would watch it for as a skills challenge.
And they played
challenge.
Like
three
flag
cool,
football
but...
games, and it was actually fun to watch. They were just out there having fun. People were hating on it because God forbid anybody has fun.
Watch, Carr ends up in the right system, man. That he's going to fucking tear it up. The Raiders weren't losing because of Carr.
What about
Aaron
Rodgers?
They were losing because, if they get Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers is a level above Carr, but right now Aaron Rodgers is also.
Rodgers playing for Vegas.
I could see that. That's him. That's most likely where he's going to land.
Mushrooms illegal.
Yo, he's going to hook back up with Davante Adams. He's got fucking Renfro over there. He's got Jacobs, who was the fucking lead rusher this year, as his running back. They got a stacked offense. The only issue is their defense is really fucking bad. So what they need to do is they need to just...
Who's the coach in
McDaniels.
Shit.
You think he's going to be back with Davante Adams? It only makes sense for Rodgers to go there. And Carr, I'm kind of curious to see where he goes because he really is. He is a good fucking quarterback, but the Raiders had a bad defense. They're always like fucking bottom five every fucking year of his career. But Carr, if you look at his numbers.
The Saints, they were saying he was going to the Saints. Yeah,
that was a possible landing spot. The Panthers were another possible landing spot.
The 49ers,
somebody was saying, is a possibility.
The 16th quarterback of the 49ers this year.
Well, I like Brock Purdy, but it's unfortunate that he had that injury. He's going to be out for months, though. He's not going to be ready for the season.
It's so crazy that so many people get hurt like back to back to back in one position.
Oh, yeah. No, it's happened. Like, well, it's always happened throughout history. Think about it, man. That's a very, vulnerable position because you can't see what's going on behind you and everything when you're like the quarterback. You're focused downfield.
Yeah, but I'm saying like some people just go years without getting hurt and then like this one team gets like four people back to back to back.
But also, you're right.
It's kind of crazy.
And unfortunately, they were like fucking warming up Christian McCaffrey, like they were going to throw him in there and shit at quarterback. McCaffrey's a beast.
What do they say in The Waterboy? They're like, Michigan puts out their towel, boy. And he goes out there and gets like his fucking head cracked in. I hate him.
Oh, man.
But it was a good game. I mean, it was a good game overall.
No, I agree. And I think there's going to be some cool moves in the offseason going into next year. So definitely keep an eye on that, like seeing where Carr goes and where Rodgers ends up. But yeah, no, that's about it for football.
Donnie, I don't know if you've seen it. I actually don't think I sent this trailer to you, but we actually could watch it now. The George Foreman trailer.
I did see it.
What'd you think of it?
Honestly?
It's a little like campy. Like it could almost look like it could
like,
be on TV.
I feel like it was tough for me because most like boxing movies, I feel like they do a pretty decent job of making the characters look like the people that they like the dude that they had play Ali in that. No fucking way. Didn't look anything like it. Looked awkward, different build. It was just very, very off. And I don't think he like necessarily makes the best Foreman. But I will give the movie a shot. I'm curious to see how it is overall.
I thought he kind of did do like a – I obviously
– a little bit.
And I didn't – I didn't know the whole story. I don't know the whole – I didn't know that he like retired and then came back like when he was older. I actually didn't
know. You didn't know that?
No, yeah. I really didn't know that.
Yeah, that was the biggest feat.
When did George Foreman win the title back?
He retired for like fucking over a decade and came back and won the world heavyweight title in his fucking 40s against a guy fucking half his age,
Michael
Moore.
When was that? Like what year? You think?
He came back. I want to say it was either – I want to say – 90s, early 90s.
Oh, really?
He came back, or it was It was either late 80s or early 90s, but I think it was early 90s.
That's like the biggest.
Yeah,
thing of
George Foreman's iconic. He was oldest man to win a world title up until Bernard Hopkins broke his record. Bernard Hopkins did it at like 50.
Bernard Hopkins' last fight.
Yeah,
not so good.
Yeah. No, dude,
got put through the ropes by Smith.
He got executioned.
Yeah. He got put through the ropes by fucking Smith. Like fucking absolutely fucking.
He was a beast
though
in his prime.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you got to give it to him. He's still out there fighting that old.
Yeah, at that age, that says a lot.
Yeah, you kind of got to
give
it to
him. And that's kind of why it's like certain people, like, you know, and like some of those guys, you can argue almost that Bernard Hopkins was better the second half of his career opposed to the first half.
Yeah, and then look at like someone like Roy Jones.
Better with age.
At someone like Roy Jones, he fought too long and just got his ass beat at the end.
That's a prime example. Know why?
Yeah.
Because Bernard Hopkins and Roy Jones Jr. fought each other in the fucking 90s and Roy Jones Jr. beat him in a very lopsided decision, bro. They fought again like 20 years later, almost like 15.
Really? That long?
Yeah, 15 to probably 15 years later. And Roy Jones ended up getting his ears boxed off by Bernard Hopkins.
Yeah.
Completely lopsided. Bernard Hopkins dominated their fucking second fight where he got dominated the first time. Bernard Hopkins got better with age. Roy Jones Jr. got worse with age, and they're right around the same age too. It's not like one guy was like significantly older than the other.
Like Roy Jones Jr. was like a flash in the pan. He was a beast, but like Bernard Hopkins was like a technical
and
great fighter.
And Bernard Hopkins at the beginning of his career was known for knocking people's heads off. His nickname was Executioner.
And
then as he got older, it was he became like a very like skilled. Also defensive fighter, a good counterpuncher, and great defense. Like almost like more of like a Floyd Mayweather style the second half of his career. And he just like when Bernard Hopkins became the oldest man ever to win a world title, he beat Jean Pascal, who was like 24 years old and I think undefeated. And he went in there and he just absolutely fucking destroyed him. And that's how he became the oldest man ever to win a fucking world title. He fucking goes out there and dominates a dude that's not even half his age.
Well, the Foreman movie. Hope to see him win a fight and also make a grilled cheese.
Yeah. Oh, man. Foreman grills. Clutch. But yeah, Foreman's awesome. So I will watch the movie.
I'm really excited about the... It's like kind of silly and stupid, but the History of the World Part 2 on Hulu. I don't know if you ever watched this movie like growing up.
A long time ago.
Yeah, like the dude who made Robin Hood.
Mel Brooks.
Tights. Yeah, Mel Brooks. He made Blazing Saddles. It's kind of funny just to see it like a new age. And dude, the guy still looks the same age as he did.
Mel Brooks has always looked the same.
Like, he looks like a cartoon character.
It's insane.
I don't even understand it, really. The Flash trailer was like the biggest one of the Super Bowl, I feel, as far as like the feedback from it. I don't know if you watched it, but the Michael Keaton return.
Yeah, he's playing just Batman, right?
Yeah, because I think in the trailer they show like he goes, like he's spitting back in time or whatever. And... And
but they get the time stone.
There can be no metahumans, and Batman isn't a metahuman. He's just a hero.
He's just a human.
Yeah, and then they zoom in on him. He's like, I am Batman, which is
that's what he says.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, because then Ben Affleck, I think, is in it too.
Yeah, he plays
Bruce Wayne.
Ben Affleck.
Oh shit, he plays Ben Affleck.
Yeah, but yeah,
he
plays Bruce Wayne, and they also have Zod from the original.
Yep, yeah, I saw that.
Superman,
yeah.
Which kind of I'm like excited because I don't know the story, and everybody's talking about it. It's the director that directed It and It Too.
And who's the kid playing the Flash now? Was Ezra something?
Ezra Miller, which has like so. There's a lot of controversy.
Yeah, people are
he
all
like
pissed.
he had like some shit that happened, but
yeah, big deal.
Yeah, I mean, they're all gonna forgive him if obviously the movie's that good.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is horrible because everybody gets canceled and they're like, no, like this movie. So James Gunn seen it, which has taken over DC, and said it is as good as like The Dark Knight.
I'll believe
like,
that.
But just to say that has to be decent.
To say that, you got some either big balls or it is.
Got some cojones.
One or the other.
Got some cojones.
Hey, we'll see. I really don't even remember any commercials, really. A lot of electric vehicle commercials.
Ugh.
So whack,
bro. Yeah.
The guy, I took over this account. I don't even know what kind of car it is, dude. It's this electric car. It's not a Tesla. He's like an Indian dude. He's retiring. He owns like a mad big fucking liquor store. Dude, he's paid. He has a gold chain on, Jess. It's like this thick. And he has this car. It's like a purple electric car. And he's like, oh, he told me what it was today. I don't want to be racist and do the
voice. It's probably a, hold on. I think
dude,
I know what it is.
It's crazy looking. It looks like a little spaceship.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. But I'm pretty sure I know the one you're talking about. It's another company. There's two different versions of it, if it's what I'm thinking of. Is it a Polestar?
I don't know. Another movie I'm excited for is another boxing movie, Creed 3, which is getting pretty good reviews. It's, Michael B. Jordan's directing debut. I know you're not like a big fan of the series, but I am. I think all the movies have been really good, especially these two that have come before this, like this whole Creed like spinoff series. I think the actors have been really good. This one, Rocky isn't involved in, and there's some like drama going behind. And I understand why people don't want to support, but I like Michael B. Jordan as an actor, so I'm excited to see this. And Jonathan Majors plays the co-part that's against him. And I have like a really hunch feeling that Creed's going to like lose this movie. It's going to be like the first movie where he like loses at the end. And then the next movie, he's going to like fight him again. Because this motherfucker's jacked up, dude. He's like, dude, I think he's going to
win. Yeah, it's the dude that he looks like Mike Tyson in it.
The dude who's playing Kang in the new Ant-Man movie that comes out this Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That comes out this Friday?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go.
You want to go?
Yeah. Jonathan Majors. So he's like a big actor that's been in like, he's coming up the pipe, man. He's awesome. Like these next few months are going to like put him on the highest pedestal pretty much.
Yeah.
But he's also just like a good actor. He was in other shit besides being like the Marvel movies that have been coming out. Dude, I'm really excited for the movie 65. The Adam Driver one with the dinosaurs.
I didn't even see the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch any trailers.
You've seen the trailer before, though. It was like we had it another time.
I don't think I remember it. Like with the dinosaurs?
Ago. Yeah, it's like Alien on a planet, but with dinosaurs. And it has Kylo Ren in it. 65, it's called.
Oh, yeah, I know the one.
Yeah, almost like
Turok. As soon as you say Kylo Ren.
Turok.
Oh, I got that on the system coming out, dude. I got Turok.
You do?
Yeah.
On the 64?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have it on GameCube.
Yeah, I have actually every single N64.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if that computer can run GameCube.
I still have the GameCube that I had from when I was when I was a kid. I still got the same GameCube.
I never had a GameCube.
Yeah, can't afford it.
No, I couldn't.
That's like my favorite throwback system. I used to have like all different, like everything from Atari to fucking
I had them all.
Original Nintendo to Super Nintendo.
I never had Super Nintendo. Sega, I didn't have Super.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the Super.
Yeah,
I had the weird ones like Sega Saturn.
Yeah, the ones that they were just getting rid of cheap.
I did finish that 90s show, banger.
Oh, like, good. It was good.
It wasn't like, I know it's corny as fuck, but.
Is it though?
I like it. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
In a good way. It's good corny.
I thought they were still good, Red and Kitty.
I loved Red and Kitty.
They were awesome.
Yeah. It's like, really they, it's like they
I
like
the new daughter. The fucking,
I love the new daughter. I told you it was good. I told you.
I actually tell you.
I didn't
truth,
watch
I really
any more of it, to be honest.
Oh, you're fucking up.
I like the gay kid.
I'm sorry.
The gay kid's funny to me. He was
everybody. Leo was still funny in it.
He was funny in it.
Yeah, I like Leo.
Tommy Chong.
Yeah, Chong. Austin's twin.
Hey, man. I just watched That's How Many Shows. He's like, I'm playing the game of life, man. He's like, in this one, my kids didn't bail on me.
Yeah. He gives Hyde the El Camino.
Yeah. It's like binging. I like binging TV. Not binging it, but playing it in the background when I'm sleeping. But I wish they would do a new option where they didn't play the theme.
Yeah, only certain.
So, like, when you're sleeping, like, the show plays. Like, I'd listen to The Office all night, but I don't want to hear.
I don't like The Office.
Every fucking 30 minutes. I'm not a big, like, I actually am not a big Office person. I usually do King of Queens, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, the classics.
Cheers sometimes, but Cheers is another one. Every half an hour, you're going to hear
I thought Netflix, that you can't. Oh, no, it asks you if you want to skip it. There's one that does skip it. Maybe it's Hulu. All right,
Peacock plays it all the way through.
There's one that skips it. I feel like, all right, maybe I'm crazy.
Hulu, if you have the no commercial, I still pay for. I don't pay for commercials on that one.
Yeah, me too.
Which is like me. I should just bite the bullet and pay the extra two bones.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually cheaper if you probably bundle it with Disney, that one, and ESPN.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I get one of those for free, so it doesn't work that way for me. But yeah,
I mean,
I get one of them for my cell phone. Or
yeah, Verizon. Verizon, I know, gives me one.
HBO Max has really fallen off. They were like so good and coming out with like fresh.
I started The Last of Us. Yes, I watched the first episode.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Really good.
I couldn't believe the little girl died in the first episode. This is the first episode. They're on number 5.
No, yeah, but not the main, because the main thing's still another little girl.
No, but I'm saying the one in the very beginning. I was like, whoa. not the other little girl.
I think the show's like maybe like. Right now, the best thing on TV.
Was really good.
Dude, this last episode, I was like bugged out. I felt like I felt so bad, dude. I was like crying at home.
You were scared.
Like a week. Not scared. It's just very sad and emotional. And the actors are really good in it. And it like makes you put you in that like setting, which I'm not even like a post-apocalyptic. Like,
I love me a zombie show.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Yeah. But I'm not like that. I usually don't like it. So this show is really, especially the last episode, the all gay. Open fast.
Yeah, I heard that one was wild.
It was a good acted episode. It was great.
Yeah, Ron Swanson. That was.
Would I go home and ever watch it again? Probably not. But at that time, did it make me feel a way that I've never felt in my life? Yeah. I was like, wow, this makes me feel super uncomfortable. And at that exact point, I still knew I wasn't gay. It was like a test for all you middle-aged men out there.
It was a test?
Yeah. You're like, if you feel like, I'm like, we got to change the channel. But I did power through it, and it was a good episode. But halfway through, I was like, wow, this makes me feel completely uncomfortable. Just not for me.
Yeah.
Maybe for other people, just not my cup of tea.
Jon Favreau gets a start on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You see that?
No, the El Jefe?
Yeah, he got one.
That's awesome. Ted Lasso season 3 coming mid-March. If you haven't watched that show, it's really feel good. Jason Sudeikis is like an American football coach who goes to England and coaches a soccer team. And it like won so many awards in the past 4 years. It's a really feel good drama comedy.
I ended up finishing The Pez Outlaw.
How was that?
It was a little out there, but it was actually pretty good.
I did not watch The Pez Outlaw.
I kind of been on like a little documentary kick, because then I watched, did you watch The Volcano, it's called?
No.
The Rescue from Wakari?
No, that's the same thing?
It's called The Volcano, Rescue from Wakari.
I thought you just naming off a bunch of documentaries you watched.
No, that's one
like,
I watched.
Wakari!
No, dude, it's good. It's scary. These people, they go on They're on like a boat tour. They go to this volcano, a live volcano, and the fucking thing erupts while they're on the island looking at it. It's fucking nuts. Like 20-something people died out of 100. They all got burned up. They talked to him. It's crazy.
What was that on? Disney Plus?
Netflix. There is, watch that one.
There is a lot of documentaries on Disney Plus, too.
Is there? Yeah. No, this is a Netflix one. It's fucked up. It's good, though.
And it's a documentary?
Yeah.
That's what I've been watching the majority of the time is documentaries when I've been watching
Netflix. Huge documentary.
I have to check that one out. What's the name of it again?
The Volcano. Something Wakati. I deleted it.
All right, well, either way, I'm going to have to look into it because it
actually,
sounds
speaking
interesting.
Speaking of that, I watched Wakanda Forever the other day.
How was that?
It was really good.
It's The Volcano. Rescue from Wakati.
I'll have to give it a watch.
Wakanda Forever.
Zoltan.
Dude, that movie was really good.
I still haven't watched that one. I want to, though. It's on my list.
They handled that like emotional thing of Chadwick Boseman passing away like really well. You all know I'm a crier during the movie.
How'd they kill him off?
He just dies of like an illness.
Oh, so they really did it in real life? It was a real life death?
Yeah, kind of. They don't like show him or nothing, but
no, not like, you know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, he's like, he's like my fucking ass. Yeah,
it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like Charlie Sheen.
His chemo's getting like a half an hour. They went through his chemo. Ah, man.
It wasn't like Charlie Sheen. He didn't just get hit by a train. You know, two and a half men.
No, they just like, man. She's like, oh, his heart rate's lowering. Like in the beginning,
and they showed him like,
no, they don't show him. They just show him like walking. Like,
you guys watch anything else?
Yeah, I was shows, that was all I movies. Had. The Air trailer.
Oh, that looks good.
The Ben Affleck. Did you see that one?
Oh, I didn't see the trailer. I heard about it today at work, though. A couple of the guys were talking about it.
Dude, it looks really good. I feel like any movie with like Matt Damon like selling stuff, like I feel like he's done multiple.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, it's going to be a banger.
Like Ford versus Ferrari. He's playing like the same guy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Movie. Yeah, it's a banger.
And like honestly, it just sounds like a good fucking movie overall. The plot, everything about it sounds dope.
And they didn't even show Michael Jordan in the trailer.
I was going to say, who plays Michael Jordan?
They play the back. I don't think anybody like you would know. No, they're not like
Michael Jordan plays him.
Plot twist.
That'd be actually kind of cool.
They're going to use some Robert De Niro CGI from fucking
Irish. Yeah, they're going to use a deep fake. They're going to use a deep fake Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, Air Jordan, Wakate.
Yeah.
Oh, man, but that does sound interesting. I got to check the trailer out. The guys that were talking about it said it looked awesome.
I just feel like it's like one of those movies like fucking Martin Scorsese. Like there's a bunch of actors in it. It's like moving all fast in the trailer with a rock and roll song in the back. You're like, all right, I'm in. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I feel like that's like one of my most anticipated.
No, I'm looking at the cast right now. There's nobody up here that says playing Michael Jordan. They probably couldn't cast somebody. They probably couldn't pay someone enough money to play Michael Jordan.
It's nobody. They just show his back of his head the whole movie. Like that's the gimmick in the movie.
Maybe.
They could do that.
Do you remember the old school?
Like, who got Coppin's mom pregnant?
Well, like it's like, do you remember like the games on PS1? All the PS1 games they couldn't afford.
Was it
Michael
Officer
Jordan?
Bob Brady?
And he was just called Player 23.
Oh man!
Was it Chef? Do you remember that?
Well, I don't remember that episode.
No, it was like a fucking series. It was like five episodes. Like, who got Cartman's mom pregnant? And she ended up being a transvestite, and she fucked herself.
Yeah, she got herself pregnant. And holy she was a prostitute, shit. Wasn't she? Or she was a whore.
Wow.
Was it Officer Bob Brady?
You do the voices pretty good, Chuck. I'll give you that.
That was the only one I had down. That was the only
one. The only one I could do was like Terrence and Phillip.
Yeah, I fought on your
face. He's like, oh my god, Terrence, huh? Yeah.
You feel like, I feel like your mom would get mad if you watched Terrence and Phillip when you were a kid.
My mom definitely got mad that I watched South Park. That was a big secret tape, for sure.
No shit. I never seen that series.
Oh, South Park's a good one.
No,
it's still
I've watched a lot of South Park. I grew up watching South Park.
Yeah, I love that
one. I sleep at my buddy's house on the weekend where we knew his father would just like fucking let us watch whatever.
Yeah.
His father was watching South Park with us and was just like, don't tell your parents, you know, if you want to, you know.
Yeah, you guys, he was like, he's like, you know what's on HBO at night after 2? He goes, I won't tell anybody you're watching it.
And I'm like, yeah, fuck that shit. I'm no rat, you know.
Yeah.
I want to watch fucking South Park.
Yeah. You know? That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that run was like, I don't know. It's like one of the early seasons, like maybe season 2, but it's only like, it's maybe 3 episodes. Like, who fucked Cartman's mom?
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of it early shit. I must have just never seen those ones.
It was before the Butters. Anybody got anything else?
I got nothing else.
Oh, actually, no, one thing. I actually just went to Comedy Connection. My brother just performed there.
How was it?
Fucking awesome, dude. That place is... That was my first time going there for a show. It's a nice venue.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've been there.
He had a good set over there. He did very well, besides the fact that he tripped going up the top step and fell face first onto the stage, you know, to start his set. Yeah, and he like fucking hopped up, and he was like, well, when I came here, I did intend to leave my mark at the Comedy Park. I just didn't expect to break the stage. Like something along those fucking lines. Like,
so do you think he fell
bounced
on
back good. Yeah, no, but like he like recovered good. You know, but no, he fucking fell hard, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he had a really good set, though. He had one of the better sets over there. But the guy that they had that close was the final act. You know, like the fuck, that dude was fucking fantastic. It was some guy from Boston, last name Kelly. Can't think of his first name, but I know he's kind of not
Robert
like-
Kelly? Like he's been on like Louis C.K. show and stuff. He's like trying to big, bald head.
No, we're thinking of a different guy.
All right.
But the guy was really good. But overall, it was a $10 show. It was on a fucking Thursday night, $10.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, went there, had some beers, fucking watched
some comedy.
How long was
it? A couple hours?
Yeah, there was like 8 comics.
Hmm.
It was a good fucking show. So I'll definitely be going back to those. Hey, if you guys want to fucking do a CDJ trip to, you know, one of these fucking comedy nights.
I'm in.
Yeah, why the fuck not, right?
Laugh it up.
Like, oh, you think you're funny over there with your podcast?
Yeah. Chuck will be handing out stickers to everybody. Watch.
Oh my God.
I already did a CDJ trip. I already know how this goes.
Oh, we're going for another one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have all of stickers.
Let's get
in
some music.
Yeah. All right. I'll have
all
let's
fucking do it.
We're going all
old school. You're going old school. I'm going Rhode Island.
I'm going all old school G-Unit, pretty much.
Hold on, I got it.
I was on a G Unit kick. I don't know why. It was nostalgic.
All right, so we'll go G Unit. Here's your. I love the name of this first song. I Smell Pussy by G Unit.
Oh, I haven't heard this in years. Right. I haven't heard this in years.
You went ghetto. I didn't. I went like backpacker.
Is that you, I smell pussy. Is that you, Jai? I smell pussy. Is that you, Blame? I smell pussy. Is that you, Ty? Y'all niggas is pussy. I'm ballin' now, nigga. Now watch me. Ain't nothing you can do to stop me. Y'all niggas get so emotional. You remind me of my bitch. It's not in my nature to make a commitment, so let me breathe. When she doesn't understand, catch attitudes when I leave her. My evolution just make it harder for me to accept her as my own. She tries to tie up my phone. I'm not at home, she's thinking I'm not alone. Probably I'm trying to bone anything in the street. I let her know she can leave. I ain't trying to tie her up, but
good
see
choice.
It's hard to fuck with somebody after she touches me. Mommy, I'm not your regular nigga, I know the game, but I don't play by the rules. I'm focusing on my moves. That way I will never lose.
This is definitely playing in the Oldsmobile.
Dude, this was my jam back in the day.
I can't say I love you, I don't know what that means. I'm a pimp. Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. The muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock. Take me to ecstasy without taking it.
I was like actually taking ecstasy.
That's not my life.
The muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock. Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
When I first met her, I did anything to get her.
What?
Paid all the bills and filled the refrigerator. Reminiscing on late nights when I tried to lay up, but couldn't get off cause your baby'll stay up. She even crashed the whip trying to switch in the third lane. That's when I realized this bitch was a bird brain. A pigeon right in the baby pops.
This ain't the best Tony Yayo verse either.
Sing, sing is way big. She in the Gucci tights and Fendi high heels. Baby wipes and cans of Infamil. On the bikes and grams of fish scale. So 9 to 5 niggas with no frills. Turning young niggas with principles to old men with debts. And all the prank calls was death threats. That bitch got the best sex all across the globe. And the bitch head game was out of control.
Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. The muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock. Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy. Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top. The muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
I like that.
I wonder when I'm gone if you miss me. Or do you miss that Dom Perignon and that Christie? I'm fucking with you. I'm feeling your shape, I'm feeling your eyes. Later on, I'm feeling your ass and feeling your thighs. Come sweetheart, you book smart, street smart. I knew you was my type from the very, very start. I'm in the tongue kissing, foreplay all day. Mama ain't home, so the noise is okay. ODB, you know he like it the wrong way. Latex, safe sex, no hickeys on the neck. Now you're learning. The Lord's blessings make me wiser as the world's turning. My tongue touched the right spot, I had your toes curling. Whether we just kicking it or we sexing. I'm a pro, baby girl, I spit game to perfection. So when niggas make mistakes, I correct them, man. When niggas get out of line, I check them, man. Girl, you know I like it when you climb on top.
I like it,
the muscle feel tighter than a headlock. And you know I love the way you make the bed rock.
Take me to ecstasy without taking ecstasy.
You know, I, like
I think they're just mocking Jay-Z on that because Jay-Z, I mean, yeah. Ja Rule because Ja Rule was all fucking ecstasy.
Honestly, though, best G-Unit song, Want to Get to Know You.
Oh, that's a good one.
That yeah, one, one, every, no, the thing
don't
about
worry,
that is,
don't worry, we got more G-Unit coming.
No, 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 what I'm saying is every verse in that Want to Get to Know You, you
I
had
think that whole CD, Buck, I think that whole CD is a fucking masterpiece.
Oh, it was, but I thought that
yeah,
was
that
like,
whole one is a good
Beg
one.
For Mercy is a banger, dude. That's like my high school fucking... That's like me in high school. Not me in high school, but like that's my CD.
Chuck's like, yeah. That was literally
that's me in high school.
Chuck with the G-Unit wife beater on. With
I,
the fucking
I did
G-Unit
have a G-Unit wife beater.
Oh,
I did
you're not out of.
I did too.
You did. I never did, thank God.
I wore a regular wife beater underneath it, though. No. That makes it worse. I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
dude. I had a Machiavelli shirt.
Don't tell anybody else that.
I had a Machiavelli shirt at that time, too. But it was like 2006. Like, that was shit was in fucking
I dressed like
I
that.
I wore that shit in like a backwards polo hat.
Yeah. I used to wear the fucking velour suits and shit. I used to wear like
a
nice the fucking...
I put a velour suit on right now.
Yeah.
I'll rock a fila, like velour.
It's a South Pole.
Like a blue one? No, not a South Pole. Like
CDJ.
A baby blue.
Hey, Jesse.
I did. That's what I got for Christmas one year. Like a baby blue South Pole.
I never had them.
Velour hey, Jesse. Suit. You in? You know, fucking.
I'm not having. I mean.
CDJ, bring the fucking velours back.
You'll just have you a. The velour episode.
No, 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 the velour episode. I'm going to fucking Photoshop our faces onto some fucking velour suits, guys. Hope you're ready.
All right, let's get into another song. This is Prolific and Reanimator, Two Track Mind.
Train listening to Miles making smiles through the rain. I can feel the window's pain, even though I never seen what it seemed. Probably never go where it's been. The last stop is the rainbow's end. I've got a one-way ticket to meet up with a close friend. With my hopes up, but can't hold on to both ends. I wonder if she knows still. I've got a single red rose that I hope will refresh your memory. I watch drops of rain race down the windowsill. The one I choose to win trails behind, but still it's too close to call. The smile I drew broke its fall and got sidetracked. Now all it does is ride the cracks. I won't let this setback affect me. I know what I wanna say. I've got the whole world ahead of me. I'm lagging behind. I wanna catch up with old times, the whole nine. I want the rainbow's end to be a gold mine. Two sides to every story, two sides to every track. The one you hear on the way up, the one you tell on the way back. Two sides to every story, two sides to every track. The one you hear on the way up, the one you tell on the way back. Two sides to every story, two sides to every track. The one you hear on the way up, the one you tell on the way back. Two sides to every story, two sides to every track. On the way up, I'm on the train, listening to Coltrane. Without a train of thought, and I felt the window's pain. I've seen what it's seen, and I've been where it's been. My heart of gold paid for my ticket. Out of the rainbow's end, it isn't what I expected. Flipping through old notes and sketches, it isn't remotely close to how I remember it. Most of them are unfinished, but that's the nature of the business. The hidden details when you make wishes. It isn't like the movies. You either save the world or the girl from the black hat. So you can't have both. I'm halfway through, afro blue, and I'm halfway home, knowing I can't have you. And my baggage feels like the weight of the world. I'm carrying the globe, even though I try to save the girl. Now I'm sitting in this chair, wishing you were here, reading the other side to the story like... We'll be right back.
I feel like we're telling two total different stories tonight, Jeff.
Oh, we are. We are telling totally different ones. All right, your next one. Your next one's Bonafide Hustler, Young Buck. Off the album, straight out.
Dude, 50's
straight out of Cashville.
Another 50 banger.
You know? I grind, I kiss my paper, you know what I mean? I'm a bonafide hustler. Nigga, get out of line, I'll cut you. Me, I'm about my paper, it's for you. If you play games with mine, I'll come at you from behind with my nine. I'm a bonafide hustler.
They say heaven's for churchgoers and hell's for the heathen. So I'ma just ball the fuck out while I'm breathing. Eighth after eighth, what you know about that fast flip? Cracks by Smokey Fiend sucking on that glass stick. Man, Sham, stay asking for a dime for nine. I tell you what, I hooked you up this one last time. Cause this is coming, sun is pumping, watch the packs dissolve. Single seat on some food stamps, we stacking it all. Ask that John, what's his name, son? I don't remember. That Haitian nigga with the guitar that sent gone in November. I do a buck 40 in the rain, hydroplaning. Lamborghini Diablo, candy painting. Got that hydro burning, got the burner in the stash. Hit the hazards, hit the AC, then it come out the dash. If I go in the club, son, the niggas start dumb and start shooting at night strap. Fuck it, I'm running.
Nigga, get out of line, I'll cut ya. Me, I'm about my paper, it's for ya. If you play games with mine, I'll come at you from behind with my nine. I'm a bonafide hustler. Nigga, get out of
Mark
line,
kill.
I'll
Mark.
Cut ya. Me, I'm about my paper, it's for ya. If you play games with mine, I'll come at you from behind with my nine. I'm a bonafide.
I've been out here for too long, I deserve to get a bird. The fiends know my name now from standing on this curb. I got blood on my shirt and a handful of crack. A bunch of little niggas with dime sacks in they backpacks. Come and get it, we got it. Take a trip to the projects, you see the police. But we gon' sell our dope regardless. You niggas know me from filling up your hair on needles. I'm connected with them people who don't speak no English. We ain't scared of the road, we just get it and go. You see them Tennessee tags, nigga, you already know. I don't trust no hoes. As High T got popped, he showed the bitch where his stash was. She told it to the cops. Me and Freeze had the streets on lock. He break down the blocks. I open up shop around the clock, and I ain't gonna stop. So soon as you come home from the pen, we at it again. We getting them for 10, my nigga.
I'm a bonafide hustler. Nigga, get out of line, I'll cut ya. Me, I'm about my paper, it's for ya. If you play games with mine, I'll come at you from behind with my nine. I'm a bonafide.
The last song.
Nigga, get out of line.
The best Tony Ayo verse.
I'm on my paper, it's fine. Yeah. If you play games with mine, I'll come at you from behind with my nine. I'm a bonafide.
Now I'm headed down south, and that's my word. I'm on a greyhound, about to move these birds. And if these niggas don't let me sling, I'm out there robbing everything. Got a brand new Mac and a P89. Yeah, he's a hustler, man, I stay on the grind. 9 grams of heroin, 100 grams of coke, 12 rolls of mushrooms, 2 pounds of smoke, 3 gallons of dust juice, and a tank of LSD. In 1,000 pills of every kind of ecstasy. Hash, hashish, I bought a 62. When I was younger with my crew, I had them niggas sniffing glue. It's 40 centigrams to them truckers and bammers. And I can chef up a miracle with a holding hammer. I'm a hustler, man, I supply the fiends. I'm a hustler, nigga, I'll sell you a dream.
He killed it. That verse was ass shit.
Fuck you, he killed that shit.
He's like a kid sniffing glue.
Yeah. It was early 2000s. Like, it wasn't that bad. Kids were doing, like, drugs a little bit. Now the kids are bad. Kids are a mess now. Early 2000s.
Let's check out what G's listening to. The Dirty Dazzler. I'm such a dirty
dazzler. Oh, my Lord.
What's he working in a restaurant? Oh, he is working in a restaurant.
I kind of like the Dirty Dazzler.
I don't know, kind of makes me want to move.
Electro Swing 2023. Let's fast forward a little bit. I kind of like it.
That was a new age funk.
I kind of like it. It's called Electro Swing, actually.
It was interesting.
This is Massive Man. The song is Kids. It's not as, I didn't go as ghetto as you did this week.
This is Rhode Island?
Well, everything I'm playing is from Rhode Island.
I told you,
I wanna ride a bike again, take a gummy vitamin. Never judge a person by the struggle that they're in. I was so innocent, little did I know though. Life as an adult is like falling down slow-mo. Swing from the treetops, Converse and knee socks. Fight with our fists out, never would I see Glock. Stay bumping D-Block, Biggie and Pac. Never would I cry when Doc gave me a shot. If I made $5, then I thought I was rich. I would laugh so loud at the simplest shit. Well, look at me now, my life is a bitch. What would you do different? I would watch more Rugrats, learn more fun facts, pay more attention so I wouldn't flunk class. I would jam to my Walkman, play with the chalk, and jaywalk the street while I'm standing and talking. Help out my mom more, sweep floors and do chores. Eat more of these s'mores and sit by the seashore. Be more polite and soar to new heights, higher than I've been before. I wanna sit back and listen to the boombox, dance all night while we party on the rooftop. Two shots, you rock, who's hot, who's not? I just wanna be a kid again. I wanna sit back and listen to the boombox, dance all night while we party on the rooftop. Two shots, you rock, who's hot, who's not? I just wanna be a kid again.
I wish that I could go back, back when we had real fun. Yeah, I'm talking way back, back when we were real young. Used to play with fake guns, now they play with real ones. Used to feel no pain, but nowadays I feel tons. I wish I didn't fuck up in grade school. Listen to my mama, went to college like an angel. And everybody in this world is different, are they angel? Gotta make it in this life, but if you do, they hate you. What the fuck is with this world, it's so hateful. Everything I've been through has made me so grateful. I'ma take this time out just to say thank you. Everybody watching my back at all angles. Ever since a kid, I've been pursuing my dreams. Ever since a kid, I've just been doing my thing. So mind your own business, stay true to yourself. And anything you ever wanted, you could do it yourself. All the stupid things we did, I wish we did again. I give whatever they wanted to be a kid again. I wouldn't change shit, I'd do the same shit again. Yeah. I do the same shit again.
I wanna sit back and listen to the boombox, dance all night while we party on the rooftop. Two shots, you rock, who's hot, who's not? I just wanna be a kid again. I wanna sit back and listen to the boombox,
like dance all night while video. We
party on the rooftop. Two shots, you rock, who's hot, who's not? I just wanna be a kid again.
Said I just wanna be a kid again. I wanna feel like I'm alive instead of feeling dead. I'm always all up in my mind with all the shit we did. But what I wouldn't give to never give a shit again. So here I am, living out the same predicament that all my people living in. The teacher said if I don't study hard, I'll probably dig a ditch. And looking back, it kinda makes sense. Now I can barely pay rent, and everything I built is starting to cave in. I take it back, but you know what? The
You're
only
sad.
Thing I wanted as a kid was to be grown up. I fucked up, I rushed through my childhood and did shit my own way. I thought that everything was going fine and I'd be okay. But we running out of sand in the clock, and now my mind is always moving like a Michael J. Fox. So what up? Somebody better bring me to speed. It's about time that I get some relief. I need to breathe. Take it back to about the sixth grade. Before I ever made it past the third base. Everybody that I knew was on a first name basis. And now I barely even recognize y'all faces. Yeah, I think about the shit that we do. We used to be a circle, now we stuck in the loop. And it's true, they tell me I should get with the tune. But fuck that, take me back to my roots, that's too real.
I wanna sit back and listen to the boombox, dance all night while we party on the rooftop.
Back to Jesse's suicidal music.
One verse was a little suicidal.
I was going to say, I really liked the first couple verses, and then I don't know what the fuck.
He's like, no, I don't know if I told you I'm going to kill myself.
I might just listen to that song, like, you know, fucking two quarters of the way through and then just shut it off.
Yeah.
And that's just like kind of going to be what I do from now.
Yeah, the last verse
it sounded all fire, and then I got very depressed at then.
He's like, I'm in the garage.
All right, well, that brings us to Tony Yayo's best verse, Ain't No Click.
Oh boy. This is the one that put him on the map.
Yeah, nigga.
This is like the right out of jail after Eminem's at the Grammy home. Shit.
Yo, Banks, I told Banks, nigga.
Yeah, I
Oh, no.
Nah.
If I was a fighter, I'd be like,
yeah. No click like the one I'm with. If the drama gets thick, it's the guns I'll get. Yeah. G-U-N niggas is running this shit. Yeah. If you ain't reppin' where you're from, this is. Yeah. We can go everywhere we go. And it's killing them slow just to hear me blow. Yeah. G-U-N niggas is running this shit. Yeah. If you
queen, reppin' where you from today. By now, I know you done seen me. Ooh, your stadium or TV. With 380 on the EV. I ski babies on your breezy. And I ain't stopping. Only Jacob, Jacob could freeze me. Freeze me and it's Papa gone. We got guns like Papa on. I put a ring on their finger, but the rat still axin'. I just wanna know the mind, I'm the rap Phil Jackson. And I built a rep for murdering every who kid. Slaying Big Mike, committed to kid type. And you ain't even put up a fight. So it's back to the amateurs, rapping your sandwiches. I'm hot now, so the rats wanna stand with us. They hop in the van with us and clap on cameras. I hit the clubs, now I'm back on Canada's. Amongst weed smokers and crack floor gamblers. Ain't no clique like the one I'm with. If the drama gets thick, it's the guns I'll get. G-Man niggas is running the shit. You ain't reppin' where you from, this is. We get dough everywhere we go. And it's killing them slow just to hear me blow. G-Man niggas is running the shit. You ain't reppin' where you from, sit down. Make sure the birds don't get brought to home. I watch Kobe go from the basketball court to the courtroom. Get here, try to do me harm, soldier. You'll be in a black bag like grass out the lawnmower. I'll be damned if I co-sign an old snitch that was gangbanging with jaws was a goldfish. I'm the name they all screaming on the street for Philly in the baseline. I'm well known now, so you see me on the creep, scheming on the fleet, fan blade, leaning on the Jeep. Keep walking with the fire.
No matter what it was, it's gonna be in your verse.
And you better be talking about Tyra. From PA to LA, Atlanta to Texas, Nashville to Memphis. My buzz is tremendous. I pass through the city slow, but hit the gas on the city hoe. Bounce like ass in my video. Ain't no click like the one I'm with.
Rap sound better when we're young. Yes. Tony Ayo's here.
We get dough everywhere we go.
I think he just called. Here we go.
I think he just called.
Hey, yo, Ben, let me put some work in the wet.
I know.
Hey, yo, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Eat like the 12 holy apostles and bust down models and flushed out Tahoes. Jewels froze, look like we hit the lotto. 389, my clip filled with hollows. Stun in the club, get hit with yellow bottles. Don't speak mine if your neck don't swallow. Cause 50 push Bentleys and Dre push Diablos. That Eminem money got cash in my escrow. Scrooge McDuck safe, swimming in my cash flow. Yay, rap is crack, man, I got the best blow. Best flow, banks put me in the booth, let's go. Think like Castro, games in the lasso. Don't jump in the vans without snaps on the petrol. God gave me this flow, so I am special. And 16 bars, nigga, I'm finished. For me, go.
So that's the Tony Ayo verse.
You
no?
think that's the best verse?
That's the best Tony Ayo verse.
I mean, I they all suck. So yeah, sure.
I thought they were all hot.
It's
all
like being the best player on the worst team, except he's not the.
No, not at that
he's
time.
The worst,
not
he's
at
the
that
weakest
time.
Link in G Unit, like by not far.
That, yeah, but that at that time, that like people were waiting for that verse. That verse was big right there.
Finito.
It was like at like
He just get out of prison. Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, yeah. They were.
And then afterwards,
Eminem wore the free Yayo shirt on the Grammys. It was like a big thing, dude. It was a big thing.
Yeah, maybe it just hit different then.
If you're looking up hip hop shit every day, it was a big jam.
Hit different in 02, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, hit a little different in 02.
Dude, that was so much so they gave him his own album. Yeah. Two albums.
Then they're like, nobody wants to hear this.
Yeah,
shit
they're like, all right, dude, you didn't get it done in two.
I had a one on my next album.
You had to go beef him. It was like, Ayo, Tony Ayo.
Oh shit!
He's like,
I'm finished, finito.
This episode's finito.
Oh yeah, we're done.
Let's get into our last song. God bless.
This is Sage Francis.
We're throwing religion in there after that, Chuck.
Sage Francis. I can't even talk. Makeshift patriot. Sage.
Oh yeah. You young fellows who think you know.
He's like the Rhode Island guy, ain't he?
You have not seen a truck fire, and you're waving the damn flag.
Frank, what's up, man? Watching some bullshit on the news.
Ain't he?
That's the name of the episode.
Wait, who is this?
Sage Francis.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half-mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half-mast. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half-mast.
Beautiful weather offered a nice shine, which is suitable for a full view of a forever altered skyline. It's times like these, I freestyle biased opinions. Every other sentence, my journalist ethics slip when I pass them off as objective.
Don't give me that ethical shit.
I've got exclusive explicit images to present to impressionable American kids, and it's time to show this world how big our edifice is. That's exactly what they attacked when a typically dark-skinned Disney villain used civilians against civilians and charged the Trojan horses into our building.
Using commercial aviation as instruments of destruction.
Women couldn't protect their children. Wheelchairs were stairway
obstructions. It's like too much.
The backpedal from the shower of glass and metal, wondering how after it settles, we'll find who provided power to radical rebels.
The melting like anime rap.
To be calling the kettle black when it boils over, but only on our own soil. So the little boy holds a toy soldier and waits for the suit and tie to come home. We won't wait till he's older before we destroy hopes for a colder war to end.
I get a close up of his head. Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
How's my hair look?
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
Turn that tape back.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half mast.
It looks just like a movie.
It's the makeshift, the patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself while the stock market's crashed.
The city is covered in inches of muck. I see some other pictures of victims are up. Grieving mothers are thinking their children are stuck. Leaping lovers are making decisions to jump
while holding hands
to escape the brutal heat. Sometimes in groups of three, the fallout goes far beyond the toxic clouds where people look like debris. But all they saw after all was said beyond the talking heads was the bloody dust with legs looking like the walking dead calling for meds. But all the hospitals are overwhelmed. Volunteers need to go the hell home. Moments of silence for firefighters were interrupted by cell phones. Who's gonna make that call to increase an unknown death toll? It's the one we rally behind. He's got a megaphone, promising to make heads roll. We cheer him on, but asbestos is affecting our breath control. The less we know, the more they fabricate, the easier it is to sell souls.
There is a new price on freedom, so buy into it while supplies last. Changes need to be made. No more comic book baggage. 7 p.m. curfew. Racial profiling will continue with
he doesn't even rap. He's like, oh,
so until I find
smart.
Our God is bigger, stronger, smarter, and much wealthier. So wave those flags with pride, especially the white part.
We're selling addictive 24-hour candlelight vigils in TVs. Freedom will be defended at the cost of civil liberties. The viewers are glued to television screens, stuck, cause lots of things seem too sick. I use opportunities to pluck heartstrings for theme music. I show you which culture to pump your fist at, which foot is right to kiss. We don't really know who the culprit is yet, but he looks like this. We know who the heroes are, they're not the xenophobes who act hard. We taught that dog to squat, how dare he do that shit in our own backyard. They happen to scar our financial state and chart our landscape. Can you count how many times so far I ran back the same damn tape? While the cameraman creates news and shoves it down our throats on the West Bank with a 10-second clip put on constant loop to provoke U.S. angst. So get your tanks and load your guns and hold your sons in a family huddle. Cause even if we win this tug of war and even the score, humanity struggles. There's a need of blood for what's been uncovered under the rubble. Some of them dug for answers in the mess, but the rest were looking for trouble.
Makeshift patriot, the flag shop is out of stock. I hang myself at half.